Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Oh, very good.
I know, I'm getting there slowly. I still need to be prompted. Now, Terry, what are we doing today? Because we're in a swimming pool.
We are indeed. This is the 29th running of the Taunton Sir Optimists Swimathon. And they've raised nearly £600,000 for local charities over the years that they've been going. And I come down here every year and I do the refereeing and various other bits and pieces. Hello. That's my fan club arriving, yeah. But it's a little bit extra special this year because Melanie, who is my daughter, as everybody knows, cajoled the assembled throng to put a Tone FM team in. And here they are. Hi, guys.
What a mighty team.
Yes, just to set the scene, we have, let's go to, I said, they're called, you're actually called the, I think it's the Tone Turtles, but I thought Beauty and the Beast. So if we go on to the beauty side, you got, obviously, Armel. And then we got Mandy Curtins, seriously? Who runs through. And, of course, we are graced with the pleasure of Her Royal Highness, the Lady Libby of Liscow. She's here as well. And Craig and Giles and Darren. And so eat alongside us. What do you reckon then, RDD?
Well, I'm intrigued to see see the shape of everybody and everything.
It's a bit strange standing next to Darren with just shorts and flip-flops on, to be honest.
Those are the special trunks that he's been talking about for ages.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's the crushers.
Right, okay.
It's the crushers. Right, come on in here, Mel. You started all this off.
Yeah,
Mel. So what brought this on?
We've been supporting this for many years. I used to swim with the swimming club and we used to do this, and I thought it would be a really good idea to get a team together from the radio station because it's a great local event, and I think it's really important that as a radio station we support as many events as possible.
So how many arms did you need to twist for this?
Oh, quite a few.
Because Giles apparently is an expert swimmer, he's been telling me, so he's going to be fine.
Don't put words in my mouth. I said no such thing.
No, you said you used to do this kind of stuff.
I used to do club swimming a long, long time ago. Yeah.
So did I. So this could be quite interesting.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Who's lost it the most?
So.
I swims 100 lengths a week anyway.
100 lengths.
Well, something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be doing 100 lengths because I've got to do the swim across the channel. So. Yeah.
Do you know, this team looks pretty good on site. I'm surprised.
On paper, I'm quite looking forward to it, actually. It should be good.
Terry's doing the kind of referee and umpiring. You've got to watch yourself with this team, I reckon.
Yeah, I have, really. I mean, basically what I do is sort of 7 minutes of frenetic activity and the rest of the hour going upstairs pinching the cake, if I'm brutally honest.
No,
but
sure.
Yeah, but we'll have to keep an eye on it. It's absolutely brilliant. And we are trying to raise money for the charities that are being supported. We do have a crowdfunding page. It's on our Facebook page, and we'll bung it up again after that if anybody can help us out.
Yeah, on Just Giving as well, just search for Tone FM.
It is indeed.
Okay, more action from poolside in a moment as we continue with the team, and good luck everyone.
Good luck everybody.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton's Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town. Of course, we are here at Taunton School for the swim off form, and the Tone FM Turtles are in lane two, Terry.
Yeah, I still think Beauty and the Beast is probably a better one to do it, because we have three ladies and we have three gentlemen. We have Mandy Curtins, Mel Bulmer, my daughter, and Her Royal Highness, the Lady Libby of Liscow, together with Darren, Craig, and Giles. And all down to Mel. She started them all off. She gave them all the impetus. And we've got a crowdfunding, Just Giving crowdfunding page. We'll let you know more about that, so help us to raise money for the good causes, including the Somerset Hospice and the Reminiscence Learning this year. So that'll be good.
Indeed. Right, Terry, you've got official things to do. Yeah, I'm going to listen to your briefing. We'll have some of that. But Terry has started. Now, the team are lined up in lane two. This is where Terry gets all official. So, we'll let Terry do his briefing.
For the 29th running of the Taunton Sir Optimist Swimathon. Thank you very much for turning up. All you guys that have been doing it for years and years, the Swimathon now has raised nearly £600,000.
£1,000 over that period of time, which is fantastic. So give yourselves a clap for that one. Well done. Okay, what we will do, usual rules apply. We will swim for 53 minutes. At the end of that, a loud blast on the whistle. If you are in the water, you can stay there and complete your two lengths, and that lap will count to your total. Nobody to go in after the whistle goes. Normal relay takeovers, please. No diving at this end because of the shallowness, all right? And we're going to go very, very soon, all right? In fact, swimmers in the water, please.
So just to keep you apprised, Mel is going to be the first swimmer for Tone FM. We'll catch up with the teams as they take place. We're just waiting for the official go. Terry has come over to the wrong side of the pool for us to help us, and he's struggling to see the clock slightly. But so here we go.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So they are away. And Mel's in the lead already.
Yes, well, we've got to be a little bit careful, of course, because there's two of her at the moment, not one of her, of course. But yeah, she is an ex-club swimmer, so she's pretty good at swimming. It'd be interesting because I know that Craig does swimming. Darren very much does. About the other three, I'm not quite sure of. We're about to find that out.
Apparently, Giles did club swimming.
Oh,
so
really?
He's a strong swimmer as well. So. I must admit, I kind of wrote our team off, but I think I'm changing my mind, actually.
I'm not sure they'll get anywhere near any of the honours that are going today, but you never know. And I don't think we've actually entered any of them, but we'll set a time, and then next year's the 30th anniversary, and we'll beat that time next year.
We will indeed. More action poolside later on, as Craig is now taking over from Mel, and we'll see the other swimmers get into action. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online. Search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Giles is out of the pool. How's it going?
It's going rather well, actually. Thank you very much. How are you, Jason?
I'm okay, thank you. Now, I hear there's a bit of in-team rivalry going on at the moment, trying to set the fastest pace.
There seems to be. People decided it would be a fun idea to time how long it took me to do two lengths front crawl in the pool. And I set it at 35 seconds. So I've got people now like Darren and Mel trying to beat that.
I was going to say, I've seen Mel do several different styles of swimming. Have you broken into any different styles?
Not yet, but I can guarantee come the end I'll just be floundering up and down doing breaststroke.
Can I just say, I was first this morning to say that you were going to sink her because I thought you were all going to sink to the bottom. But actually, this is a really good team.
It seems to be working rather well. A lot of us, I mean, Craig does his running. Darren used to be a club swimmer, as did Mel. I mean, Mel was like a national at Butterfly, and I dabbled in club swimming myself as well. So yeah, it was all good.
It's going really well, and it's great that we're raising some money for charity. If you want to give us some money, just go onto our Just Giving page and search for Tone FM, and you can donate to some great local charities benefiting from the swimmer farm here. We've got Mandy's just done her length, and Darren is now working his way to the end of the pool. I need to go and have a word with the counters in a minute and see how we're doing, I think.
That might be a good idea, yes. It certainly should be a good idea. We're going to get on all day doing a world tour talk about this, aren't we?
Yes, indeed, yes.
It's going to be good fun.
It's going to be fun. I'm really pleased so far. Apart from my feet, because I had to take my shoes off, I haven't got wet, so I'm quite pleased.
I mean, there's not much difference for me because I'm in and out of the pool, so I'm permanently wet.
True. And the pool temperature, because I asked them to turn it down a bit this morning because I thought you might swim quicker if it was cold.
I knew you'd do something like that. It's really quite pleasant. I mean, we've noticed that with temperature, the water feels thicker especially at Taunton School. It feels more like honey compared to other different pools around the local area, which is quite nice because it's quite warm. It means we don't have to worry about temperature too much. It's actually colder outside.
Indeed. Darren now out, and ex-mayor Libby Lisco is heading the team at the moment on her way to complete a lap. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. Craig, you've just come out of the pool. Of course, we are here at the swimmer thong that I pronounced slightly wrong because everybody thinks people are swimming in thongs. They're definitely not. Mel's here as well, and Giles. Craig, how's it going?
Yeah, really good. We're actually at 27 lengths.
Is that all?
It's laps, it's not lengths. We've done twice that in lengths.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We've done 54 lengths, but it's 27 laps. Just two lengths.
Thank you for our official adjudicator.
I was going to say, at least Mel knows what's going on, unlike you.
Well, it's more impressive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I've been working so hard, I'm slightly deluded.
Is that what it is? You said a moment ago that Giles is swimming so fast that he's going to be sick.
Yeah.
In a pool, that's not probably the best thing to do.
Well, you know when somebody says, you know, give it 50%? Well, Giles has been giving it 100% all the time.
I don't blame you. Right, Giles, 100% man, how's it going?
I've just got my breath back.
You're supposed to be fit. You're young.
All of what I do at college and at home happens behind a desk. That's what I'm built for doing.
Oh, right. That's the excuse. Mandy, how's it going?
Oh, good. Yeah. It's getting slower, I think, though, as we're going along.
So tell me what's worse, doing this or doing breakfast with Darren and Terry?
This, I feel. Well, actually, you're not quite sure. It's a good par, the way that those two behave. They're like a pair of school kids.
I was going to say, I think you do play the teacher role in the breakfast show with them two.
Yes, I think I have to, especially when someone's not there and they start texting each other. That's...
Children, I would just say put your phone down.
Exactly. We're not allowed your phones in when you're working.
Darren's just getting out of the pool. So, guys, come on. What's the prediction? How many laps?
Oh, 50?
Yeah, I think 50 is a good call. It'll be a good total. That means we'll have done 100 lengths between us, which is pretty good.
We've got about 15 minutes to do that.
Oh, we're
maybe
not going to do that.
Maybe 45 then. Maybe 45.
Well, congratulations. Well done to all of you. I'm staying nice and dry, which is really good. Apart from my feet, they're a little bit wet.
Do you know what? I just want to say this is a fantastic kind of team thing. Team building, Tone FM, getting to see the other presenters. I think it's been really, really good. And of course, we're all raising money for charity.
That's because he wants to see everybody naked. That's all that is.
Can I just ask?
You mean everyone wants to see me naked?
I think we'll move on because it's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, of course, at the Swimathon, raising money for some great charities. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. Excuse the noise, we are poolside for the Taunton Swimathon as loads of teams are taking place and we're getting very close to the end of the race, so it's getting very exciting here. Tone FM are in third place at the moment. With a few minutes to go, I'm not sure they're going to catch. We'll hear Terry in a few moments give them the final countdown.
1 minute! 1 minute!
So as Terry from Breakfast, of course, who is adjudicating the Swimathon, shouts 1 minute. I don't think we're going to get third place. I think it's going to be second. The rival team currently are on 49 laps and we're on 47, so I don't think we're going to make it. But in the final seconds, we have Mandy in the swimming lane. About to take over is Darren. If Darren's quick enough, we might get two lengths in before we finish.
30 seconds!
So 30 seconds left. So Darren's going to be the final swimmer, I think. I don't think we're going to make it. But third place, not bad for the team. So we'll just wait for the final whistle from Terry. Get ready to close your ears.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So that's it, all over. Let's have a look at the scores. The outstanding team was, who's the team at the end, Terry?
That's the Lentils. They are a firm of accountants. So you've got Lentils 1 and Lentils 2. In the middle are the food bank. There's people swimming from the food bank. Then us and the A team on the other side are from the Albemarle Centre.
Right.
And you will see over there, there are guys with various learning difficulties. That's my A team, the guys from the Albemarle. They come here every year. They're brilliant stuff.
Absolutely.
But yeah, these
stunning.
Two are from a firm of accountants.
So Lentils 2 won the race, and then...
It is.
We were going for a win. Lentils 2 came first with a number of laps, that way in our session. Then Lentils 1, and then Tone FM Turtles came third.
Yeah. What we got at the moment is the highest laps so far, I think, are 82, which went to an old swimming club team. and the most amount of money, over £800. We've raised nearly 3,500 already.
Right, so hopefully they're going to come across. Let me just, excuse me shouting.
Craig! Craig!
So, let's get all the team together if we can.
It's been chaotic, as it always is in changeover time.
It is. There's lots of people all jostling to get in.
How was that for you, as they say?
That hurt!
You were a star, Mel. Swimming for two, and absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thanks! Do you know, the only thing I noticed was that my recovery time was a little bit longer. Other than that, I'm all right.
Craig, how was it for you?
I'm feeling slightly nauseous now. I've got a banging headache. And I've given it 110%.
Well, Terry said that you all started off a little bit too fast, in his opinion. You should have kind of paced yourselves a bit better.
Do you know what? And that's when Libby really helped the team out.
Oh, massively.
It was amazing. You know, she really slowed the pace down. She really made us get an opportunity to catch our breath, refocus on what the goal was.
Sounds like an athlete almost. Yeah. The youngest of the party, Mr. Blue himself.
Hello, how are you?
Oh,
are you getting on all right?
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good, thank you. That was absolutely fantastic. That was great fun.
Next year?
Next year, definitely.
So who do you know? The Woody Woodpecker's disappeared somewhere.
They're in a abandoned ship to go and get changed and warm up, which I don't blame him for, to be fair, because without swimming, once you get out of a pool, you're covered in water, you're freezing cold.
No.
Yeah.
It's actually a warm pool here anyway.
Terry just told Giles to eat something.
Can I just say, Terry keeps telling me it's not a race, but congratulations on coming third in that session, you guys.
Oh, it was fun. That was great fun.
That was good stuff. Great stuff.
Not that we're competitive at all in any way, shape, or form.
Not even in team who can do the fastest length.
But it's worth reminding what we're talking about here is individual people raising individual money for Taunton charities, and that's what it's all about. And it's fantastic to see the amount of people here.
I just want to say it's not too late to donate. So head on over to facebook.com/tonefm. You'll find the link to our Just Giving page. So please give what you can.
Brilliant stuff. Great.
Right, I'm going to let you go because Giles is shaking like some uncontrollable weird thing. So we'll let you get changed and we'll catch up with you guys later. Thank you very much. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. The World Tour of Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton's Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town. Now we have the lovely mayor here today at the swimming pool. How's it going for you today? What's been the best part so far?
My charity, Reminiscence Learning, the swimmers all turned up as Russian dolls. Spectacular. And they swam well.
That's part of it. You've got to be a fairly good swimmer, but it's a mixture of swimmers. There's some really fast ones and some really slow ones here. It doesn't make any difference, does it?
Everybody's having fun, and everybody's having fun raising money for really good causes.
Yeah, good causes. Terry, how much have they raised so far in the years?
This is the 29th running of the Sir Optimist Swimathon, and it's approaching £600,000. And when you realise that this isn't big business, this isn't huge corporations, this is individual people raising money from their individual friends and family. And to raise that sort of money is fantastic for the ladies that run it, and fantastic for the people of Taunton who turn out year on year for local Taunton charities.
Yeah, all going to local charities. Now, where are you off next? Because I know your schedule is huge. What's your next event?
I'm off to the River Tone for the event with the children, walking along it with their lanterns. And then after that, Rouge and Panto. It's variety every day.
Well, actually, we're a little bit busy as well because later on we shall be trying to cover the end of the Roots to the River Tone with the Fuse Performance Fire Performance. And I'm also off to a Panto today, but a different one. I'm going to Bishop's Lydiard for Bluebeards today. So.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I had to get that in.
Well, congratulations to everybody that's taking part in the Swimathon today. And good luck on your events this evening.
Thank you very much. I'm sure they'll be equally enjoyable. And it's all good work by people doing that, what they enjoy for the community.
It certainly is. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. The World Tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town. And you have to excuse the noise because we are poolside at the Swimathon today. And I have the Taunton Food Bank with me. What's your name?
Margaret Senior.
So Margaret, why are you here today?
I'm here to support the team of the Taunton Food Bank who are supporting the Sir Optus Athletes today to raise money for charity.
So do you have a team swimming today?
Yes, we do. We have a team there on swimming at the moment as we speak.
Brilliant. Well, they're swimming against Tone FM, so I hope they don't beat us, but well, good luck.
Well, and likewise to you. I'm sure we'll do well.
So what's the food bank in Taunton all about?
Well, the food bank is for providing food for needy families in times of stress. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you to all our very generous supporters in Taunton who last year provided us with 37 tons of food, which we then were able to give out to families who needed it.
That is an amazing amount of food.
Absolutely, and we can't thank them enough. We get boxes from supermarkets, we get donations from churches, organisations, individuals who bring us donations. It's amazing what support we actually get in Taunton.
So how can somebody get involved with the Taunton Food Bank? What's the best way for them to help you?
The best way for them to get help is to go to one of the 132 agencies we have contacts with through Taunton. Places like the Citizen Advice Bureau, the job centres, local doctors, local health visitors, support workers. There are many, many ways in which they can get a voucher and then they can come to us on a Tuesday and a Friday afternoon and we will give them a food box that will last them for 3 days.
And it's lovely when we go to local supermarkets to see the collection of food, and the baskets are brimming with food.
They
but
are.
Of course, just because they're brimming, you still need more food. People
we
should
do.
Still donate.
We do, particularly at the moment. We're desperate for tinned fruit, cold meat tins and fruit juice because we have different ways. We don't know what we're going to get.
Yeah.
And therefore, it depends on how much we give out each week. Which supplies get depleted.
And something like some fruit juice is what, £1 on top of your shop? It's nothing
it
to
it
pay
is.
And drop into the food bank.
If you think about the cost of perhaps providing one or two items a week on top of your weekly shop, and I know people are getting more stretched in what they can spend, but really the whole provides so much food for those who are struggling at the moment, mainly because of benefit changes, and particularly now that the government have rolled out the universal credit system, and the time scale between applying and getting the credit means that they are struggling quite desperately for food during that time.
Well, on behalf of Taunton, thank you very much for all the work you do. Good luck with your team. They're doing really well so far, so I hope they're going to swim far and far.
Thank you. We hope you win.
Any members of your team you want to mention?
Yes, if we can marry Helen, who is one of our managers. If we can mention Derek, who's a long-term supporter. And there's Alison there, who's come along to support us. And Derek, another Derek. And David. Amanda, who's just going to swim now.
Thank you very much, and good luck with all your work. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around our county town. Now, we are here at Taunton School for a very special event. As you might have heard, a little bit of background noise, but we've stepped away from the poolside, and I'm with Christine. Christine, tell me what this is all about.
Oh, this is the Taunton Sir Optimist Swimathon, and this is our 29th annual swimathon. Which is going really well at the moment. It's today and tomorrow down at Taunton School Prep School Pool, and we're hoping to raise lots of money for four local charities.
So why do you do this? Why, as a group, do you get together and put on an event like today?
I think it was started originally when St Margaret's Hospice was being built, and one of the consultants at the hospice was one of our members, and they decided to raise some money for the hospice, and they held a swimathon, and then it's evolved over the years.
And this is all abilities of swimmers. It's not for, so we say, the professional swimmers. You've got all kinds of swimmers here, from people that are taking their time doing the length and raising money to people that are really going for it, trying to get the fastest length.
Yes, that's right. Some of the teams really want to win the trophies. Others are just here to have fun and raise some money. I'm swimming tomorrow, and I can assure you I'm one of the slowest swimmers that will be in the pool.
Oh, brilliant. Now, this event raises lots of money for charity, and there's four great local charities. Why do you stick with local charities? Why the connection?
Well, it started with the hospice, and I think it was just we felt we wanted to be stay local, and you know, and there's all the big national charities that get lots of publicity, but a lot of the small local charities they don't, and it's difficult for them to raise money.
So you've got local people raising money for local charities. That's what it's all about.
That's right, yes.
So if anybody wants to enter, it's too late today, obviously, but what happens if they wanted to enter next year? How would they get in touch with you?
Later on in the year, we should start our publicity, but you can look at the Taunton Sir Optimist website now and see the photographs and all the details of this year's, and there'll be details on there of how to apply, and it will be in the newspaper, and perhaps you'll advertise for us next year.
Certainly, and a special year next year.
It is, it's our 30th swimathon, which is tremendous, and we want to make that the biggest and the best yet.
A very good idea. So 2018 going to be the biggest and best ever. Thank you very much, and thank you for putting on such a great event and raising money for these great local charities.
Thank you very much, and thank you to Tone FM for entering a team this year.
I know, the Tone FM Turtles have done extremely well, and nobody drowned, which was my prediction this morning. They've done really well, so thank you for letting us enter as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. And we've had great ideas of doing a swimathon. Terry, they're all done.
They're all done and dusted, and I have to say they were absolutely brilliant. They really were. And what did we do? 49 laps, which is really good. And everybody had their own little part to play. Her Royal Highness's part to play was to slow everybody down so they could catch their breath, because they needed somebody to do that.
Now, Terry, top tip, you said they started off a bit quick.
They did start a bit quick. This is not a race, it's an endurance event. And also, seriously, if you are an athlete, especially a swimmer, this isn't the best thing for you, because you're doing a very short distance and stopping, and then another short distance and stopping. So, but you need to go off. They went, I mean, you remember, Darren got in and we all went, ooh.
We did.
Where did that come from?
I know.
And about 10 minutes later, coming back on the second length, he wasn't coming back at all.
I'm not going to say that, but he went off a bit like a speedboat.
He did a little bit like a speedo.
Now, they've all got medals to celebrate their team effort, and also they've got cakes.
Yes, and Giles is not looking quite as...
Let's go around the group, shall we?
The penguin legs are not shaking now.
So Giles, was it worth doing?
That was absolutely fantastic. It's one of the most fun I've had all half term, because I've been off because I'm only at college, and that's one of the most fun I've had all half term. It's brilliant.
What, swimming with Darren in the pool?
When you put it like that, it sounds disturbing.
No, it was great and well done.
Fantastic fun, yeah.
So
the most fun that I've had today is knowing that Giles, who's old enough to be my grandson, okay, was shivering all the way through it, and his feet actually went blue.
Yeah,
because he was so cold.
Really cold.
That is a real circulation problem there.
So congratulations.
Buy a bicycle pump and
No. Let's not. It's sounding like weekday breakfast already. Mandy, well done.
Thank you. I say the best bit was watching Darren do a tumble turn, or try to do a tumble turn, which was quite interesting.
Was that when the lifeguard nearly jumped in?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mel, what can I say? A star performance. I didn't know you had it in you, this swimming.
Yeah. I've always been a swimmer. It's always been what I've done.
And thank you for organising this rabble into a team, and very well done.
To be fair, thank you guys for doing it. It's something I've done for years, so I know what it's like, but you guys just went, yeah, why not? That'll be great. So thank you all very much.
I have to go to Craig now.
Hi.
Yeah, you were okay. Yeah, can I just say, you get the award for the most splashing.
I do like to make a bit of a splash, to be honest. I just want to say also that Darren wanted everybody to be doing different strokes. He wanted us to do a butterfly.
Right,
I don't even know what that is.
So you just basically jumped in like you were drowning and trying to get to the end.
Yeah, but it was great fun. And as I said earlier, you know, it's great to be doing something with the team, because you don't get to see the presenters all the time. So doing something like this, I think, is great.
It was wonderful. And Libby.
Jason.
Well done.
Thank you.
They
needed you.
You
see, the thing
you.
Is, Jason, I'm built for comfort, not speed.
Oh, that's Terry saying. No, you did extremely well. And how wonderful to do so many laps as a team. It was brilliant.
I know. I would. Ju- just missed that 50 mark, but that gives us everything to go for next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, Terry's already entered you for next year because it's the anniversary, so Terry's already put
Train
the team in.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Good grief. So I'll talk my game next year.
What I'd like to do, quite seriously, guys, it was a brilliant, brilliant performance. You all get a medal, so I'm going to present you with a medal. So first of all, to the youngest, Giles!
And with blue feet.
Yeah, and with blue feet. To arguably the oldest, Her Royal Highness, the Lady Libby of Liscow. To the organiser, shall we say.
We each have an
one plus one, and that's Mel.
Yay!
To a stalwart of the breakfast show, and one of the prettiest ones on the breakfast show, and that's our Mandy Curtin. To one half of the World Tour of Taunton normally, and big splasher to our Craig. And finally, to our boss at the station, and someone which will never let me think of Woody Woodpecker the same again, it's to our Darren.
Yay!
And well done, Tony.
And well done, Terry, for doing the refereeing.
I was hoping Terry was going to shout that. You're disqualified. Okay, if you want to donate to us, you can still do so. Go on our Just Giving page and search for Tone FM, and you can still contribute to some wonderful local charities and give us some money for the swim-a-thon. Is that right, Craig?
Yeah,
swim-a-thon. I did well.
Swim-a-thon.
Yeah, not swimming in a thong, as I keep saying.
Oh, no,
so on that note, I think it's time for us to leave. We will be on air later on because we are going to a very special occasion. We're going to go and celebrate the River Tone this afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock. So join us then as we have a special broadcast, Darren and myself, exploring some of the going on. There's going to be a Fuse performance, a great light show, and lots to do in Goodlands Gardens. So make sure you head your way down there this evening.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.